Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy and darn sexy people. Hi, it's our time together again. Woohoo! Happy Sunday morning. Okay, so I have a lot to share with you today. If you want to talk to the channel, press 1. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again. But if you want to talk, press 1 now so Stephen can come in and get your names for me. Okay, and those of you, I always get emails, well, I couldn't get on. Well, that's because you're calling after the show started, okay? So if you really want to talk to the channel, call in a few minutes before we're actually supposed to start and get your little hand up. All right, so Michael Shevick, who I am really, 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 really hoping will do this next webinar with me. He's trying to clear his schedule right now. He's the guy I told you wrote Soul Lessons from the Wizard of Oz that I love so much. This guy is so fascinating to me. He's so smart and intelligent and funny. And told me something about COVID that blew my mind. I mean, I guess maybe a lot of people know this, but I wasn't aware of it. The Latin word for COVID comes from the root word that means live together. I mean, let's just take that in for a minute. You know, the universe is saying to us, live together. Don't be divided. Live together. Come together. Come together right now. Yeah. So when he told me that, something inside of me just shifted into a larger awareness of how all of this is interconnected. We know that the basis, the energetic basis of the disease, the energetic cause of the disease is people's fear that they have no control. Well, if you put that together, in fear, I have no control. So I have to separate myself from you to keep myself safe. There's no way we can come together and live together, is there? Because we're always looking for what you're going to do to me. And isn't that what we're seeing a lot in the news? I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm going to push you down and give you Nazi signs. And I mean, seriously, guys, you kind of have to laugh a little bit about everything that's going on out there. People are losing it. Aren't we glad we have a system of balance where if we practice it consciously, we're able to live our lives in balance and yes, even harmony during this time. Okay, I want to move on to the zero point. a lot of new information has been coming in. You know, the zero point, we're just starting to work with it. And before anybody asks me, it's not the same as anybody else's zero point from what I understand from my channel. And you know, I stand behind the statement that my channel's never been wrong. Okay, so we have found out that there's also a zero point of fear. Now, a zero point of fear would create and attract exactly the opposite things as the zero point that we are talking about, which is of health and wellness. So I just want to add divine love to the statement. I am the zero point of health and wellness through divine love. Now, what is divine love? My love for freedom, my dog, is divine love. There's no reason for it. She doesn't do anything for it. She doesn't give me anything for it. I just love her because I love her. And just to be in love for the state of love is divine love. I don't care what you've done. I'm going to love you anyway. So I want you to know that when we are the zero point of health and wellness through divine love, that sends a signal within our bodies, because our body is our physical universe. And that also sends a signal to the universe that the universe matches and sends back to us in the experience of the reality of our lives. So we're sending the signal within, which activates our light of health and wellness. We're sending the signal without, right? So I am the zero point, which means where nothing exists and everything is possible, of health and wellness through divine love. Now, I also want you to know things might get a little worse during the process of shedding all this old energy that we're shedding with this statement. Okay? Not anything to be scared of or freaked out about, but if you start sensing a few aches and pains there, it is probably, and you will know because you are your highest answer, probably part of the process of letting go from your cells this expectation of dis-ease. And then I want you to be open to all possibilities, guys. Do you understand we're playing with miracles here? So be open to the miracle. Be open to something that has never been experienced in your reality before. How exciting is that? Huh? How exciting is that? For me, that's really, really exciting. All right, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. So, I just want you to know the next webinar will be on the 19th. It is not posted yet, but it will be this week. If Michael can't join me this month, we'll do it the following month. You guys, you're going to love this guy. He's a wealth of information. He started out as a hippie, and he ended up as a rabbi. But he's like the most down-to-earth person I've ever talked to. Anyway, so if those of you that I know always do the webinars, the next one's going to be on the 19th. All right, we're going to start with Julie in Indiana. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been working a lot on, you know, the zero point, trying to be the observer, but I feel like my health is getting worse, and I wanted to know from the channel, like, am I headed in the right direction, or am I not meeting the goal of that? Or
okay, the answer is no. So let's get some answers about what. First of all, you have to let go of your agenda, Julie, and that's a big part of this, guys. You see, you're not trying to fix stuff, but Julie, you still are. I'm going to do this. This is kind of subconsciously what you're saying to do. I'm going to do this in order to get rid of this. Do you understand?
Yes.
But what that keeps your brain focused on is what you want to get rid of. Kind of a mind game. I give you that. But you want to take yourself experientially, and it might take, you know, a couple of weeks in order to start experiencing that. I had the most unbelievable experience with it yesterday, but I do the breathing exercise every day for 10 minutes. Are you doing that?
I am.
Okay. Is there anything fall? No, there's nothing falling out with that. It's number one, let go of your expectation. The only expectation is health and wellness, not getting rid of something. And there's a second thing. Hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. I don't think, well, as it's written, it's, I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're taking out the word energy and putting in power. I don't think I have enough power to do this. So let's discuss that, guys, because, you know, in our moving forward, we have to be open to more and more and more of our power, don't we? We have to trust our power. We can't be afraid of our power, because when we know that we heal ourselves physically, and have proof of that, and have no doubt about that, that's power, isn't it, Julie?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what did your mother tell you about being powerful when you were a little girl?
I mean, she always served my father, so I wouldn't have said my mother. She was quite intense woman, but and controlling, but she, maybe that I needed to acquiesce to her, so I probably was told I didn't have power, I guess.
As we all were, Julie.
Okay.
That's what literally what we're taught. And so for us to think we have the power to create health and wellness in our lives, that's our little kids inside us very quietly are going, oh my God, no, you know you can't do that. You know, no, 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 you can't be that powerful. Put what our parents taught us and modeled to us along with eons and eons of teachings. I mean, dear God, let's just start with Eve. Look what happened to her, and she only, you know, picked an apple off a tree, right? Powerful
right.
People through time have been judged and crucified and burned, and even during today. However, we have to remember that power isn't force, right? And so anything that has created in years past and centuries past and lifetimes past, anything that we haven't been able to understand as a whole of mankind, we are in fear of. My God, Columbus, don't take it, the world's flat, you're going to fall off it. Until somebody steps forward and goes, you know, I'm the creator of me. I'm not going to be afraid of that. I'm going to embrace that. I'm going to love my power, and I know I'm going to use my power for good through divine love. Now, have you consulted with a doctor about whatever this is?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get that you're doing all the right things physically. I also that it's not a question of this shedding old energy that I was talking about in the first of it, but it's basically those two issues. You get that into alignment, you should be experiencing some positive shifts.
So
are you clear?
Like, have no expectations? Is that one way that I'm going to be able to, like, be in my power? I mean, I know to be in my power. I guess I'm like, I feel
we
like,
all know to be in it, but
yeah.
Very few of us stand in it.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going through a physical thing right now, and what it's interesting because I'm watching myself do what most of us do so that I can track what we do and teach you guys. So when we're in pain, we just want to get rid of the pain, right? That's
right.
A human natural thing. We want to get rid of the pain. And it's a screw up to our minds to go, okay, if I want to get rid of this pain, I have to deny this pain and go, okay, I know you're there, and I'm not going to focus on you. I'm going to focus on loving you. And that's not a thing that we've ever been taught.
Right.
So get those two things into alignment, Julie. I am the power that does this. I am the power that creates this. Because on this plane, in this body, I am the God of me. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't invite all energy to partner with you, whether you call it God or the force or whatever your term is. For I call it the creative force because that doesn't put anybody into reaction about anything. Okay, so you are the power, does it? And you fill yourself up with love and compassion for yourself. And allow your body to heal with that. Does that
okay.
make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. If you need to touch base with me, email me.
Okay.
You know, give it a week. And then if you need to touch base, email me. Okay? Because I'm tracking this stuff, guys.
Okay.
That's why the... this health and wellness summit that I'm venturing out into creating my first affiliate program, which is a huge step for me. but that's what it's going to include is 2 weeks of personal emails anytime you need help back and forth. So that's part of why I want to do this so I can track all this stuff. All right, Julie.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Now, you got the information. Now, you got to put it into action, okay?
I will. Thanks.
All right, baby cakes. Bye. All right, let's go to Phyllis. How are you? Miss Phyllis, whoa, you're not on.
Yeah.
That's why you're. Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty fabulous, thanks.
Perfect timing. Yeah, I wanted to bring in power versus force.
Yeah.
And I have a twofold thing because, you know, I was talking to some other, you know, women photographers and, you know, we had a big thing here Friday, New York Times, everybody's here. They thought there would be violence and there wasn't. But, you know, we were talking about, you know, how as women photographers, just the bullying and the physical bullying we get, and it's just like, it's almost like laughable. And so anyway, and I know what that's about, but anyway, the thing is, I was watching some of the Black Lives Matter guys who deal with these people, you know, on the street that scream out all lives and all that crap they scream, and I just watched how they just deal with it. I think, you know, we're in this place of, you know, stepping into our power, so I thought, you know, I'm going to start going up to people that do that and just let them know, you know, that's not okay. And then I was thinking, I think it was last night, it was Friday night, there's something higher I need to get to. There's something higher as far as talking to these people, because I realize they're the people that, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
they're not
love, Phyllis. See,
oh, I did it with love. I
well,
did it with love,
I get,
but they don't
I
hear
get
it.
I get a yes, no.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, let's look at divine love. Divine love is I love you for no reason, which means I don't not love you for any reason either. I just love for the sake and the choice of being love.
Okay.
And when I say that's what you're doing with them, I get a no. So,
okay.
How do we, let's just look at this. This is a great discussion because let's say, well, I actually have had two experiences with this where I've asked somebody to pull their mask up in the grocery store. But I always start with respectfully, could I ask you because I, and could you do this for me? And nobody goes into reaction yet. I mean, maybe I'll hit somebody that does. But you see, it can't ever, divine love is never an us against them thing. Divine love is, I know that we're all one, even though it appears that we're not in this situation. So how can I, through divine love, approach this? How can I be divine love in the middle of a march where there's violence happening? Well, that's where you need to be at the zero point, where you need to be in divine love, because then you create the balance. And, you know, Phyllis, they're saying you were very, 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 very close. But
yeah,
there's still
there's
still that little bit of military, I have to take control here, stuff going on. And that's not what divine love is.
Well, normally I ignore that stuff, and then I'm thinking, well, you know, I saw a YouTube this morning that popped up magically that said, you know, you look at something, is it negative? Okay, it's negative. Does it have anything to do with you, really? No. So I just, there's something in me that feels I need to start letting people know. You know,
no way.
As a woman, well, there is a pattern that's out there when a woman's out shooting with everybody. You know, it's okay to push you, step in your shot. You know, this happens all the time.
Well, I get to know that it happens all the time. In your experience, it happens all the time. That I get a yes on. So what you're saying
okay.
is female photographers are unjustly sought out and acted against. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think they're sought out. I think if you're in someone's, if you're just not, I don't know. There's just the weird thing with,
Well, the older gentleman who went up to talk to the police and got knocked on his head and had his head broken open, he thinks the same thing. See, and the point is that that's not going to get us what we want. That's not going to get us the peace and the balance and the harmony that we want. So if you are going to go out, make sure you vigilantly hold that place of divine love, because that is going to do more than anything you can say, guys. And I'm not telling you not to take action. I think it's wonderful that you are stepping forward to go, I believe in this and this is important to me. But you have to do it with love. Otherwise, you're doing exactly what the people who are starting the unrest are doing.
Okay.
You're adding
I'll work
to
on
that energy.
Yeah.
Do you understand,
yeah.
Phyllis? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say that I did have somebody said something to me about something I was taking a picture of in the middle of freaking March with, you know, the cops, the feds, the black people in black clothing and the... And, you know, and I said, oh, I didn't know that. I went to him and said, you know, I didn't know that. So, and then I went up to the person I took a picture of and said later, and I said, oh, hey, you know, someone told me that was rude. And she goes, no, that's fine. I'm like, okay. She goes, but thanks for saying something to me. I'm like, okay.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That's great. See, that's opening up a communication, and that's what we
yeah.
need. And,
which is
crazy, you know, guys,
to do on them.
Every time I test it, I get that most of this unrest during the protests are being created. People are being sent in. It's not the people that are out trying to really make a statement about their consciousness. So just keep that
yeah,
in mind,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Phyllis. Good discussion.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it's a line, guys, and it's a interesting line to hold. Susan in Niagara Falls, what's up?
Oh, you got me walking up the stairs. Well, I got good news and maybe some not so good news. Good news, kitties are now. I'm a foster mommy, and they will be taken to the SPCA in 2 weeks and be helped out and.
Yeah, somebody's
out.
Gonna find a home for him. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was diligent on the first time, even though they told me not to, you know, that they weren't taking anything but six kitties. I called again and they said, "Bring them right in." So they, I'm fostering them. And
well,
I'm
and see, that's a really good example of divine love. That simple little act there is an act of divine love. Okay, what's the not-so-good news?
I have had, for the last 4 days and nights, severe, and I know you're not a doctor, pains, stabbing pains, and diarrhea day and night. And I don't know if it's because of something
well,
I ate.
Susan, you know, I don't hear this very often, but the channel is suggesting that you have a doctor check that out. Now,
I have an appointment with my nurse on Thursday, but that's it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, start there. That's a start. Let's look energetically. Do I need the body book? No. Sheets. But give me a song.
Cat Stevens, if you want to sing out, sing out. I don't know why that came in, but that's what came
well,
in.
Well, that's how your subconscious works, guys. That's why the channel uses it. So, You're not singing out your joy. Wow. Well, that's what the kitties have. Okay. This is interesting. You're not singing out your joy because you're in fear that you will have to give your joy up. And so you never fully digest your joy because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop to take it away. So you can understand the joy you got and are still experiencing from fostering these kitties, right?
Yes, one I'm very attached to, in fact.
Okay. And
really cute.
And you can understand how you can still understand and experience that joy even as you take them in to release them to finding their forever homes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That is what the channel wants you to know about life. That you don't have to be afraid anymore, Susan, of losing your joy. It's an old, old, old pattern. I get there and then something happens and I lose my joy. I get there and then something happens and I lose my joy. So you don't have to create a gut problem to keep that pattern going.
Okay.
Are you drinking electrolytes to refill your body?
Not electrolytes per se, but I'm drinking, like, I made ginger tea with lemon and cinnamon and been drinking lots of water, filtered water and ginger tea.
Yeah,
and
peppermint tea is really good too.
Yeah,
but
I've got.
You might think about picking up some electrolytes if you have a lot of diarrhea because you deplenish your body of those.
Yeah, I'm very. I only got 2 hours of sleep last night. I woke up in so much pain from this.
Yeah. Well, that's not good.
No.
So I'm glad you've got an appointment to see somebody, because that's the first thing I heard. But
you
also,
for my psychiatrist. Now, I don't know if she'll be able to, you know, it's a physical for a psychiatrist. I'm not sure if that's sufficient enough. Well, if I can go before then.
Yeah, I think maybe you need to just go check in with a doctor, Susan, just to get it rebalanced. You know, we got to the energetic thing, but you need to get your body rebalanced here.
Do you think Dr. Rose that does my nutrition would be a good choice?
Is that the right question? Dr. He'll be able to help you, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm getting.
Okay. Yeah. I can call her on Monday and she'll see me.
Okay, great.
She's awesome.
But in the meantime, just keep saying, Susan, you can just live in the state of joy and love forever now.
Oh, and I also learned to love my garden. I love my garden now.
Yeah, well, be your garden. Aha, you got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Be the joy and the love of your garden. You can identify with that.
And I'm being the joy and love of the little kitties that I'm taking care of right now until I have to release them. And the only thing is the one that has a little white tummy, who I call White, but he's so affectionate that it's, you know, he's the hardest one to get rid of because I just love
him. And you know that because you love him so much, you are going to find him a forever home that he will be joyful in.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, somebody, yes, will also understand how much love he is. He's just pure love.
Well, and that's what we're talking about. He came into your life to show you that. So, all right, baby, got to move on. Love you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, baby cakes. All right, let's go to Miss Susan in California. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I keep making all these notes because I'm like, oh, I need to do that. I need to do that. So, I was calling because my channel told me that I should call in, that I need some help with alignment.
Yes. Well, we seem to have a little
A thread here
going through here. It's the alignment of joy, which is that those are the highest words. Everybody balanced, anybody switched. We're getting the highest answer. Yes. Okay. So the alignment of joy, you are allowing something outside of you to affect the joy within you. Do you know what that is? It's a person. I think it's a male person.
Really? Is it my husband?
Yes. But I wanted you to get there.
Well, it's right now, especially with COVID, it's the only male in my, it's the only male in my life.
So what is he presenting to you that you are dealing with?
Wow.
All right. Let me get your Go ahead.
No, I'm not coming
okay.
up with anything.
Okay. He is.
Maybe
what
is that
he's
it?
Bringing up for you, and it's very kind of subliminal and subconscious, is we don't have any control here. In other words, we're not the gods of us. He probably wouldn't use those words, but we would. So where is he feeling or instigating or increasing the focus of you're not the God of you, you're not the creator of you, we don't have control? It's very small, but that's what we're talking about, Susan.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, channel thing, if you just stop and think, he says it all the time. It's something he says all the time, but you haven't connected it with this.
Oh.
Like, if somebody walks around and says, I don't know, what are you going to do? That's a simple kind of funny, you know. But anyway, that's what it's about.
Okay.
Get yourself into the alignment. Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Well, I was going to say, you know, he, especially with all the COVID and everything, he's just like, hey, you know, I'm okay, we're okay. You know, we're just keeping away from everybody. And we're just...
Well, that's,
you know,
not.
I'm not going to worry about other people.
Well, that sounds like divine love, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, again, that's kind of looking at the disease, trying to get rid of the disease, right? I'm going to protect myself from the disease. You want to hold your focus on joy and divine love, guys. Joy and divine love.
Okay.
You know, and again, we know that love heals everything and creates everything. How many of us, it's going right to know already, how many of us love this virus? How many of us are sending love to the virus?
Not me.
Well,
okay.
See,
no, you're right.
It's the virus something that's just hanging out, or is the virus something that we have control over to some extent? And we mm-hmm. do, because we know we affect other energy when we hold a state of love. We affect all energy when we hold a state of love.
Mm.
So
okay.
I'm just not going to worry about anybody else, and I'm not going to, you know, we're just going to,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you're doing the right thing to protect yourself physically,
mm-hmm.
but you're not
right.
doing the love work that's going to create the difference in the virus. And that's what you want to
okay.
move into. Because, guys, the more in alignment with divine love and joy we are, the virus
mm-hmm.
doesn't even see us. And anybody, I would love for anybody on, if you're testing, to test that. If you get a no, let me know.
Yeah, no, I got a yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
you know, in the final analysis, fear or love? See, and your husband
mm-hmm.
is taking good steps, but taking them from more fear than love. Got it?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. So,
well, it's a natural way to react, guys. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree. It's just kind of out of character for him. But,
honey, look, I
yeah.
teach this stuff 24/7, Susan. I've
right.
lived
mm-hmm.
my life around it for 30 years. I catch
yeah.
myself every day defaulting
yeah.
to that other place.
Yeah.
The beauty is,
yep.
is that I know it, and I go, Deanna, that's not going to give you what you want. That
right.
focus and that thought is not going to give you what you want, so what do you want? I am the zero point of divine, of health and wellness through divine love. I'm compassion.
Yep.
I am love. I am joy. That's
mm-hmm.
what I know I am. And that's the alignment of the frequency that you're looking for, Susan.
Okay?
What we're all looking
yep.
for. Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Nobody says we're not going to be tested, guys, because we're breaking ground. We're creating a whole paradigm with this divine love and zero point and everything that nobody's ever played around with. Well, that's not true. The channel's saying many people played around with it, but nobody has really lived their life. By nobody, they want to be clear that you understand we're talking about masses of people. Before, except in the 60s. In the 60s, a lot of people came together in divine love. Unfortunately, it ultimately got all mixed up with drugs. But the message was correct. You want to help yourself out during the day? Listen to some of the songs from the 60s. Come on, people, now. You know, let's get together. Everybody come together. Love one another right now. Well, that's the best message we can sing to each other right now. All right, we're going to Maria in San Francisco. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you
good
very
morning.
Much. as always, blessings to everybody and to you. Susan has a stomach problem to look into slippery elm to help coat the stomach lining and do coconut water and have that always on hand because I have big stomach problems myself. So that's where I'm coming from, and to rebalance her gut bacteria with a good probiotic that's non-dairy and gluten-free.
I get a yes on all that. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. I am trying to, well, I'm a little confused on the zero point on what not to do before that you said. I'm still not getting any response from the attorney we hired, the Social Security, Medi-Cal. I can talk to people directly in person, and then they just don't respond again.
Okay, so Maria, that tells me that you have a belief that people don't respond to you. And if you have a belief, and I get you do, that, so let's just broaden that out. Energy doesn't respond to me.
Okay.
So if you have a belief that energy doesn't respond to you, you're not going to see any change. Well, they're stopping me. They're saying that's not true. It's just going to take you a lot longer because part of what the zero point has to turn around then is this belief that no energy responds to you. So you can expedite things a lot by doing the breathing exercise and just using all energy loves and responds to me. All energy loves and responds to me. Because you want, you've got to change your brain so that it's open to new expectations. So let's all do that, guys. That's a really good one for everybody. So everybody take a deep breath. Smile. Exhale all energy, loves, and responds to me. This is our clear choice and direction. We are the zero point of health and wellness through divine love in this knowing. And so it is. Wow. Thank you for bringing that in. That was because if we don't think the energy is going to respond to us, guys, no matter how much direction we give it, it's going to take longer through the zero point. Do you understand, Maria?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking about the breathing exercises. I'm having, I'm not able to go 10 minutes. I can do 10 breaths at a time. Can I break it up throughout the day or some other option, or does it have to be straight?
The channel is saying anything is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So this is going to help your breathing the more you can do with it. The reason they say 10 minutes, guys, is because the 10 minutes helps take you into the theta place. Just like any meditation, you know.
No, that makes sense.
And they're saying if you have, why is it that you can't go 10 minutes?
I'm having problems with the happy place, and I was successful for a while, and then I felt like my brain was just flatlining and just not being able to, like,
okay.
I can see, and I just couldn't, like, take it in. Like, I'm grateful. I go to the gratitude that I brought up before, and then it tapers off, and then I guess I get distracted, so I
and that's okay.
Do at least 10.
That's part of meditation.
I'm trying to figure out myself.
I don't want you to get into your head, though.
Okay.
Whenever I get distracted, and we all do, this happens to all of us, pretty soon we're at the grocery store somewhere or doing something, dealing with an issue that we need to do with, and then I just think of my dog again. And that brings, so what happens is you go into judgment about yourself when this happens, and you shut your heart and your chakras, and then you can't get back to the love place. That's all that's going on. So when you find yourself distracted, just think of your love place. You'll be back there again. And allow yourself to really go into the experience of it. That's all it is, baby. Okay?
Okay.
But this is a big one for you and for everybody. And we've actually, everybody on the show has talked about this in one way or another. The energy always responds to you guys. That's science. It will respond. It has to respond to your signal. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Boy, that was a biggie that you brought in for all of us. Oh, I love it when we work together like this. Bayfield in Alberta. Are you new,
Hi.
Bayfield?
I am new to you, and I welcome you into my world.
Well, back at you, baby cakes. Welcome.
Thank you. You actually answered my question at the top of the show, which was about what is the zero point.
Uh-huh. Good.
So I just had another question just come to me now. So I'm listening to everybody and feeling the love. Awesome. It's
good.
It's a joyful experience.
Thank you.
How important is it for us individually to be congruent with our thought and with our emotion in relation to that energy that's going out and coming in? Thank you.
Well, that's how you create the form that the energy going out and coming in takes. That's, you see, a thought isn't a thought. A thought is a choice, Bayfield. And
yes,
when you choose more empowering thoughts, more loving thoughts, that gives you the signal that you want to send out that the universe matches. So your thoughts and your feelings are electrical. And
yes,
they send signals out into the electromagnetic universe. The universe matches up whatever signal you send out. It doesn't judge, and it sends it back to you. So it's imperative that you choose the thoughts and the feelings that you want to experience, because that's what creates your life. You got
happy.
It?
Happy. So I understand then that what I am seeing and experiencing in my world is a reflection of what's going on inside of me.
Absolutely. You're the mirror, you're the magnet, you're all of it.
Wow.
And by the way, guys,
okay,
I've been meaning to tell you, on the homepage of D. Wallace, at the very bottom, there's this wonderful thing that Jared Hewitt and I did together, and it's incredibly powerful. It's all free. It's called I Am the Creation of Me. I would suggest you go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, click on it, and watch it. Because it's tooting my own horn, the channel gave us an incredibly powerful little vehicle. It's real short, but it will open up a lot more possibilities in your creation process. Okay, Bayfield? Did you get your answer, baby?
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
What a great show, you guys. Oh, my gosh, so much clarity. So we broke open so many things today. I'm freaking thrilled. I'm, like, stoked. This is awesome. I love it. Something's ready to pop here. I'm sorry, didn't a lot of the calls took more time than usual, but we got to such great stuff. And the channel wants you to know that everybody that's on the call or that will hear the call got the answer to their question. So look for it. Just say, I know, and I'm clear, I'm complete, and I got it. And you'll get it. All right, let's say it together, everybody. I love me, and I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.